has a cash bond set at $200,000.
CBS's Roxana Sabiri is in Chicago with details on the scorching heat.
Conditions here could get dangerous, especially for schools without adequate air conditioning. In Kansas City, feels like temperatures soared to 116, and in Minneapolis, 113.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
Sister Christian, oh, the time has come, and you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you going, what you looking for? You know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true.
Yeah.
get your motor in.
Seven CFW, your official station of summer. As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too. When you think summer, think 105.7 CFW, the Valley's fun music. Seven CFW. rebooting your radio with the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
We'll be right back. 1057 CFW.
Is it all in that pretty little head of yours? What goes on in that place in the dark? Well, I used to know a girl, and I could have sworn that her name was Veronica. Well, she used to have a carefree mind of her own and a delicate look in her eye. These days, I'm afraid she's not even sure. Dream with a wolf at the door, reaching out for the
65 years ago, when the world was the street where she lived, every young man sailed on a ship in the sea with a picture of a Monica. I'm the Empress of India. And as she closed her eyes upon the world and picked upon the bones of last week's news,
obnoxious heat and humidity is going to continue again today. Mostly sunny with a high near 96, but that heat index is going to be back up to around 110 or higher today. We do have an excessive heat warning that's in effect through today. Sticky and warm tonight, 71 tomorrow, a little cooler with a high of 88. Heat index still in the upper 90s. It'll be much more comfortable by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
CFW.
Tainted love, don't touch me, please. I
These are the songs that made radio great.
Oh, so great.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
This is 105.7 CFW.
wild dogs cry out in the night as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Augusta. This is 105.7 CFW.
Every day,
I try, and I try, and I try.
One day I'm gonna be free.
Find me somebody to love. 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 Find me somebody to love.
It's a party on the plaza. Enjoy free music at Haymarket Plaza in downtown Eau Claire the final Saturday in August. Three bands providing the tunes along with arts and crafts vendors and, of course, food. It's all happening on August 26th from 5 to 9 p.m. You'll find more details at visiteauclaire.com.
CFW.
Bye. This is 105.7 CFW.
Music you remember from those hit summer movies without sitting in someone else's is that gum?
Ugh.
It's 105 days of summer fun from 105.7 CFW.
If you have never wondered
1057 CFW. If you've been in the Valley for a while, you know that WCFW's always been the station where FM stands for fine music.
This is WCFW, where FM means fine music.
Well, we think in addition to fine music, FM can also stand for fun music. The Valley station for fine music and fun music is here. Tell a friend about 1057 CFW.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
My name is Leah, and I'm a single mom living in Milton, Wisconsin. I have two kids with severe peanut allergies and asthma. Before Badger Care, I struggled with affording the copays for their life-saving medications. Even with the best insurance available through my full-time job, the EpiPens had a $100 copay, and we needed them for school and home for each of my kids. There was even a point when my daughter had a severe allergic reaction, and I strongly considered not calling 911 due to the cost of the ambulance. I'm grateful that the administrations of President Joe Biden and Governor Tony Evers are working together to give us the tools to improve our health care. Now I no longer have to choose between putting food on the table and providing affordable, life-saving health care for my children. To learn more about how the Inflation Reduction Act and other investments are helping rural communities and families,